This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How is your level of patience and tolerance towards people, whether they were people of ignorance or maybe they were just children that are not listening so much to you? How do you deal with something like that? Let's go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see how he handled it. Ready? Bismillah. One time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was walking, a man, a Bedouin, very harshly comes and does something that may shock you. Ready? He came and he grabbed the shirt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so hard that it left a mark on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's neck. Oh my goodness, what does this man want? He said, "Oh Muhammad, give me from what Allah has given you. Give me from what Allah has given you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he do? Would he punch him with a left jab and knock him out? The Prophet was strong sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But no, that's not him. You know what he did? He actually looked at him and he smiled. Then he commanded, "Give him some money. Give him some money." Allahu Akbar. He didn't go punch him or fight him. He was patient, he was tolerant. He was remarkable, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is, we pick our fights, and this was not one that is worth it, alayhi salatu wasalam. The other example is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, one time the Prophet told me, go get something, all right? So he said, I went to go get it, but I took way too long. Eventually, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and then he saw Anas ibn Malik. So he told Anas, have you done what I told you? Just asking, have you done what I told you? So Anas ibn Malik said, I'm going to go right now. He was so patient with him. Even though he saw Anas playing with other kids, that's how late he was to do what he was supposed to do. Anas ibn Malik says a very powerful line. He says, I served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. 10 years. He never told me over something I did, why did you do it? And he never told me over something I did not do, why did you not do it? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, patient, tolerant, forbearing. He lived the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Rush and be hasty towards Allah's forgiveness. Rush to what? Allah's forgiveness and Jannah, paradise, as wide as the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It was prepared for the righteous. Who are the righteous? Bismillah. They're the ones who give during times of ease and hardship. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Number two out of three, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. They're the ones who suppress their anger. Aywa, that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He suppressed his anger, didn't unleash it. And number three, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they're the ones who forgive the people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who are excellent, those who are of the righteous. May Allah make us of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So suppress your anger. Sometimes you need to do that. And make sure you forgive when you can, especially if you can punish. May Allah reward us and forgive us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum.